right, let's see if we can figure out how to not get poked in our eye by the news media. The key today to your life will be as it was yesterday and will be tomorrow. Your choices. How are you doing in the choice department? Yes, it depends on.
I woke up. I'm here. I got that going for me.
Richie
so
has
far.
Made the choice to get out of bed and come to work today. Jennifer's made the choice.
I made the choice to get out of bed.
Get out of bed. What about your latest choice of boyfriends?
What are you talking about?
She's quiet about that until Mr. Special pops along.
All right. Anyway.
Unless you just dumped one.
You know, one of the things that happens, I think oftentimes we think we don't have any choices. Like, you got to go buy here, or you got to go buy this brand, or you have, I have to have this particular job. Or it's a very refreshing sort of thing that I have found. I've talked a little bit about a couple of situations on the dairy farm where a lady that I'd had milking the cows for the last year and a half or so, just after she got done, her daughter came to the farm, picked her up, and left. And didn't say goodbye. She didn't say anything. Just left. And we didn't know she left until it was time to milk the cows in the afternoon. There was nobody there to milk them. So I'm comparing this to a lady who showed up this week, who used to work on a farm up in Vermont and is so excited to be around cows and to be around the atmosphere. Never mind just her. Her husband is. Her son is. They're all kind of giddy, excited to be in that atmosphere again.
What has she been doing?
She's been making candles at a...
You mentioned her the other day.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. And they're just... She didn't think she had the choice to do this anymore because who has a dairy farm in my neck of the woods? And then they saw that we were looking for somebody, and and it's I can feel her fit. You know how you just feel
that's
it?
That's cool. That's a good feeling.
So are you hiring the whole family, or are they just excited that she's found a job with you?
Well, I don't know. See, the husband has some background on the farm. What I need is somebody who's really good with the cows that will milk them. And we actually have a pretty good combination of guys now, but they are not the same with men as they are with women. They just aren't. The cows are different. They react differently. They respond better to women and their nature. And I think maybe there's...
That's because we've been milked before, too.
And that could be what the problem is. Yeah, right. Or that may be the solution. But the relationship that she's developing already with all of us, and it is, it's infectious when you choose to be happy about what you're doing or excited or whatever it is that you do. There are some people who might be thrilled to make candles.
Who's been milking the cows betwixt them between when the woman left and
because that's
now.
Been a few months.
Yeah. We have a couple of guys that we've had. One fellow that used to be around who came back who had milked cows elsewhere. He is pretty good. He's all right. He's reliable and thoughtful. The cows are doing very well, actually. We have fewer cows now suffering from anything than we've had for years, actually. And we call it the measure of success is how many cows' milk is going into the tank. That's the reference that we use.
Now, can I ask you a question?
You may ask anything you'd like, Jennifer.
Being from a good stock of dairy farmers.
Yes.
Do you have those milking machines, or are you hand milkers?
Oh, heavens no. We have milking machines. We have what's called a pipeline milker.
Yes, I know exactly. So you put the little suction cup, and it goes...
Yeah,
right.
And then it sucks the milk into the big tank, right?
That's what it sounds like, the pulsator. Yeah. Pulsation back and forth. Milk 4 cows at a time. 32 cows come into the barn. We milk them in about 45 minutes or so, and then they go out, and then another 32 come in. And that is something that repeats itself now about three times in the morning.
I don't want to get stuck in farm talk here, but a curious question. What happens if the cows do not get milked?
Nothing. If it's just one milking, they could get milk fever if they are not milked over a period of a couple of days and they just are so swollen with milk.
Believe me, you don't want milk fever, Rich.
I'm going to take your word on that.
Yeah, right. But they get leaky. So we had a cow calf yesterday. And, when they have a calf, they start to stream because they're letting their milk down because this is all, and it's just so amazing. It is something that I was talking to someone about this yesterday. The real reason that I love doing this is because it puts you in touch with life or keeps you in touch with life. And the beginning of life is so thrilling. It's why I love the spring and you go through the seasons of growing, watch the corn grow and everything come along, and it's various states. And the cows, instinctively, Mother Nature, God, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it, the force, how do you... There's something created here, and humans, all mammalia does it. When the baby is born, the mother starts to leak milk. And so in this circumstance, this cow that was yesterday, it was her first calf, I believe, and she didn't, you know, she was really disoriented, didn't know much. She just couldn't figure out what was going on. You know, she looks around and sees this calf.
What?
Yeah, where'd this come from? Yeah. But the milk coming down is just really a neat thing to see nature at work and how orderly. You see, that's it. There's an order to all of this. And you look at the order that's in nature, and then you look at the chaos that's created by that which is not of nature. And I don't know, we're of nature, so maybe there's something, I don't know, maybe it's a contradiction there. But it just, you look at stuff and see how things happen, progression. And it's all what life is. It's life. And it's thrilling. It's sweet. It's something that gives you perspective. That's why I get so, I think this is so silly. I'm looking at the headlines this morning. Again, let me just go through a few of them and you tell me. Okay. Quake rattles East Coast nerves. Richie was 20 miles from the epicenter. Your nerves get rattled?
No, I was, I thought it was kind of fun, actually, because there was no real imminent danger.
But I think it's enough to make you go, woo.
Well, after the fact, I did think, because I have my wife and kids with me, and we're all in a high-rise building, and I did think, should we be in this building? Should I get my kids out of here? But, I'm not an overreactor.
You would never have made it, because 30 seconds, it's over.
Well, no, I mean, after the first one hit, you wonder whether, okay, is that just the first, and will another one come?
Yeah.
So, no, I did not, if anything, I underreacted.
Yeah, okay. But the headlines, although I just refreshed my computer page, which has MSNBC, CNN, ABC, Reuters, Yahoo, USA Today. These top stories all sort of have adjusted so that there are only two of these sites that have the earthquake as the number one story, which is not the case an hour ago. So it's people going off. And what happens this time of day, because there are things going on in Europe and the rest of the world, for example, the good news today is that stock markets, not only here yesterday, were very strong, but around the rest of the world. And it just kind of goes to show you, again, to put things into what I hope is a proper perspective. The thing about the last week or two, as the markets unraveled because of the reality of us borrowing or going into the hole $3 million a minute. Do you know that? That's the number, by the way. $3 million a minute. We spend more, $3 million a minute more than we take in. So the debt increases in our country, $3 million a minute.
Well, we know where, how much is it, $600,000 a day?
It's a million by the time the business between the coins and the dollar bills and stuff. $1 million a day right there.
If you didn't see this yesterday, if you missed it, go to, we talked about it earlier yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Go to DougStephan.com, GoodNateShow.com, and watch
video
of the day.
Yeah.
About how they're making these $1 coins and then just basically shelving them.
Yeah.
And it's costing us, after all is said and done, about $1 million a day for nothing.
Yeah.
And yet... we're in the situation that we're in, and they're not doing anything about it. In this report, they talked to a couple of congressmen. That's something that we should look at. Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
You think?
The senator from Rome, what a dumb as a box of rocks. Oy. By the way, Jeb Bush is not running for president, in case anybody cares.
This time.
All right, so do we have more to worry about today?
Yes.
Well, you do? Really? What are you worried about?
Okay, butt gaskets.
Butt gaskets.
Oh, I know this. What is this?
Right.
Okay, you know those little papers that they give you in the bathroom stall?
In the toilet seat.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm really upset because you know how you when you believe in something your whole life and then you realize you were doing something wrong, how that makes you feel?
Oh, what happened?
Butt gaskets are wrong?
No, but you've used one. I mean, I know most of the time you guys stand up, but I'm sure nature has called and you've had to sit down on occasion in a public environment, right?
Sure, yeah.
Now, can you take me through the steps? So you pull out the... I'm guessing Doug probably doesn't use them.
No, I do use them.
Okay. So you pull out the paper and then...
Especially when I'm in New York.
Okay. Yes.
So you pull out the paper and then
I don't know
what?
Why that is, but
you lay it on the seat.
Yeah.
You and then punch you hurry out up the middle.
Right, and you take your pants down and sit down.
Do you punch out the middle, Doug?
Yeah, of course I do. How the hell are you going to get
You punch
this?
Out the middle, too? I don't punch out the middle. I didn't know
Ew.
You were supposed to.
Ew. Huh?
I'm not
Ew.
A middle puncher.
So what happens when you...
Never mind. We're not having this conversation.
No, but I mean, it falls through.
Doesn't...
Feels like a coffee filter.
I never punch it out. I didn't know.
You making
ground
there?
I didn't know you were supposed to.
Ay, ay, ay.
How did you learn that you were doing this incorrectly?
The other day when I took my mom to the hospital, I helped her to the bathroom, and she punched the center out, even in her migraine-induced or whatever she had. She used to punch out the center. And I think I was almost more disturbed about that.
Did you talk about it, or did you just go, oh, I've been doing
no,
it wrong?
No, because I couldn't bring it up to her at that point. I haven't discussed it with her yet, but I will.
Aye,
here
aye,
she
aye.
Is, her head splitting apart, and she's still punching the center out of her gasket.
Uh-huh. All right, Jennifer has the television report in the next half hour. Hopefully, it will not be about any video that was shot in a toilet where you punched out the middle of the...
Yeah. Jennifer's used coffee filters.
Aye.
It falls apart when you tinkle.
If you are a person of the male persuasion and you have lost your enthusiasm for life... I'm going to allow you the opportunity to listen for a minute and see if we can't get you back on track. I want you to be the guy who's full of vim, vigor, vitality, a lot of energy, happy, go lucky. Everybody loves to be around you. You want to be that person and you're not right now? The risk-free trial available for those of you who have not yet taken advantage, and there are a lot of you who have not, as I just started talking about this a week or so ago, Ageless Male is a natural supplement shown to raise your testosterone level by 61%, and you'll maintain healthy, normal levels taking a capsule a day of Ageless Male. Want to feel energetic again? You want to have that great outlook that you used to have? You want to have a healthy sex drive? Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. Nothing to lose, gentlemen. So if you're a man who's noticed changes in your mood, your body, your life, call this number now, 800-864-4031. Got it, Richie? 800-864-4031. Do not wait another minute. You will get this opportunity once. Boost your testosterone naturally by 61%. Become a man again. 800-864-4031.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From America's Got Talent last night.
Stuck in the clouds, she begged me to come down, said, boy, you're fooling around. I told her I love the view from up here. Warm sun and wind in my ear will watch the world from above. As it turns to the rhythm of love.
This is a Plain White Tee's Rhythm of Love, sung by Kevin Collins.
Is he using a puppet or anything while he's singing this?
I'm sorry?
Is he, like, using a puppet while he's doing this?
Why are you asking that question?
Because I can't really see this as, like, a Vegas opening. Can you?
Why does it have to be a Vegas opening?
Well, because that's what they win. They win a contract to go on the road in Vegas.
Yeah, so all the songs they sing
are to be a singer. So yeah. There's got to be a prop involved.
I kind of like the song. I don't know if I like his version of it. I've not heard the song before. Richie, maybe you can find the original version of it while we listen to Pop Life from America's Got Talent perform Come Together. Already, I don't like it.
Hear, this has a little... This one has edge to it. You can see this in there.
Come on, you're taking this seriously, right?
It's not great, but I kind of like it.
Yeah. I like the other one better. I just like the song better. Okay.
Hold on.
So there's Pop Life. Next up, you have the original White Tee Rhythm of Love. You're going to save that for the end.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Daniel Joseph Baker on America's Got Talent singing Adele's Turning Tables. You know the song, Jennifer?
I do know Adele, yes.
What's Adele's story?
Very soulful, British. Woman.
What a downer.
Okay, get rid of this. Here's Liz Agnes. Is that how you pronounce it? L-Y-S. Liz Agnes. Singing Evanescence, Save Me From the Dark. Let's give it up, says Nick Cannon, for Liz Agnes. Notice I had him cut out the intros from Cannon.
Oh, can you see into my eyes like open doors?
We're such flatfoots when it comes to...
Oh, wait a minute. I know this song. I know this song.
Yeah, you do.
We got a soul.
Sounds like my great answer.
I lubricate my throat. I'm all right. Wait a minute. Hold on.
A little grape juice.
Here we go.
Hi, Richie.
Yeah.
The judges actually kind of like this performance. Let's listen to them review Liz Agnes.
I tell you, Liz, just Lise? When I thought I had seen it all tonight, you came on. Took my breath away. Sensational performance, your confidence, your beauty. It's overwhelming.
That's Sharon Osbourne, right?
Yes.
Cheers.
Finally. Finally, you do something that moves me. You
what a
show
jerk
me the
he is.
Full range of
I don't want to listen to him. Richie, did you find Plain White T's Rhythm of Love?
Right here. Yeah.
All right, this is not from America's Got Talent, but the original.
My head is stuck in the clouds.
Wow.
She begs me to come down, says
like this.
Boy.
What's the story of this group?
Somebody's dating somebody. I can't remember.
I told her I love
been around a little while.
It's good. Nice.
It's like this new thing where this like light guitar slash mandolin slash ukulele is really popular.
Yeah. Nice. Well, it's calming in a sea of craziness. It's calming. Very nice. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook will soon update its privacy settings to allow better user control over what you share. The update will let you customize exactly who gets to see every piece of your information, from religion to photos. The update is drastically needed after years of complaints from users and the government. In other news, adult filmmakers have started a massive legal campaign suing over 200,000 people who have illegally downloaded pornographic movies. This dwarfs legal efforts by the music industry, whose largest lawsuit sought damages from 23,000 people. If you've been served, you can bet your ISP knows exactly what you're looking at. And finally, China officially passed the United States as the world's largest personal computer market. China has become the holy grail for tech manufacturers. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Winter here. Word on the street is that Hotels.com is having a summer sale, offering up to 30% off select hotels and free Amazon Kindles. Come on, summer, don't people like you enough with your no school, barbecues, and nice weather? Even my own daughter says you're her favorite season. All I had going for me was holiday gift giving, and now you have this free Kindle thing. Real nice.
Save up to 30% to get a free Amazon Kindle at the Hotels.com summer sale. Be smart. Book smart. Minimum stay and spend required. Book by August 30th, 2011. See site for details.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
Come on. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one with me here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/freedom.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
So now I'm looking at you. This is actually the first time I've done this. I'm watching you.
First time you've looked at Rick?
I have. No, it's the first time I've sort of gotten, okay, you want me to do it too? Hey, I'm looking at you. You're looking at me.
I'm looking at you.
And people are looking at us, look foolishly at each other.
Yeah.
What is all of that about?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Rizzi.
Oh, look, that's
how
cute.
You
just
doing?
Swiped
how's
a piece of hair off of Rich's face.
Oh.
You guys are so in love.
Yeah. Isn't it sweet?
Yeah, that's gross. Thank you for that.
Actually, it is really the first time. I'm glad to see it says Doug Steffen host, Rich McFadden co-host there. Getting things straightened out. How do you like my, have you seen my shirt? Here's my, should I stand up and show you my shirt?
Ask me about, and then I see a paw.
All right, I'm going to stand up, and here you can see.
Ask me about my grand dog.
Yes. This was given to me when Charlotte was not mine to keep. It was when I first was relating.
I know that your son, Brendan, did not give you that shirt.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to remember who did give me this shirt. Whoever it was didn't give it to me off of their back. I do remember that. Other than that, I don't remember much about it. So anyway, it's kind of interesting to watch this thing. Those of you who want to see the stream, it is available at DougSteffen.com. Richie, what are you reaching for? We could sit here and talk about what each one of us
is doing. Yeah, it's really exciting, too.
See, the background is...
I maximized the video screen so that it takes up my whole screen. Yeah, if you click that little TV screen in the lower right-hand corner, it makes everything bigger.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I wish I had one of those and made it.
Yeah, I know you do, Rich. It's one of those things.
Ah, bigger mouth.
Look at that. Woo!
It's cute that your shirt matches Rich's walls.
Really?
Yeah. If you were sitting in my studio right now, we couldn't see you.
No, really?
Just a head floating around.
Now, for those of you who... my stream is slower and it doesn't seem quite as with it...
Then you should take that prostate stuff we've been talking about.
But you see, this captures...
Poor guy.
We don't think about what... This is the best part about this. You don't think the camera's on, and we pay no attention to it. So I might be picking my nose, I could be yawning, I could be doing any number of things, which people seem to be interested in. I didn't really, by the way, just then pick my nose.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you could be doing... But the stream of me is sort of kind of like robotic because...
Because you have to make an extra hop.
Right.
The audio and the video of me are derived here in the studio and what's getting sent out up to the server.
Yes.
You,
I think this is a takeover attempt, everybody.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You have to come to me first with your video, and then you get mixed in, so there's a time delay there.
Right. There's Yoda. Yoda's right there. See, I move back. There's
On the wall, I do not like being.
There's Yoda. Everybody see Yoda. There she is. Someone was commenting on the clutter in my studio yesterday.
Oh, there's an organization to his clutter.
Yeah,
I
look
assure
at all those
you.
Nice, neat stacks of paper.
Ah, perfect,
come
right?
Come on.
All right. So now let's get to, there's an ad here I can look at. Healthier looking hair color.
Oh, it's, God, I need hair color so bad, you guys.
Really?
I need a haircut, dude. My hair is really long.
Right, so how do I get out of this, Rich, so I can go back to what I wanted
just
to
click
do?
The ESC key on your...
Hey, I just got a too healthier looking hair color. They must have heard
really?
Me say I need it.
I'm clicking the escape. Where is the escape thing? Where is it?
Upper left-hand corner of your keyboard.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Do that, and it goes back to normal.
Really? It hasn't. Why isn't it going back
I
to normal?
I just think because it doesn't like you.
Your ESC key must be broken.
Really? Let me ask the ESC key.
Your ESC key must be broke E.
E.
Have you ever sold herbal? Have you ever sold Herbalife?
Who do I know that does that?
I don't know, but you said ask me, and it made me think of their buttons that say, now, ask me how.
Well, I know somebody who does it.
All right. Can we get back to some, like, important,
you're the one
meaningful...
kind of wandering around
TV,
here.
If people are watching this, it's kind of cool to see what actually is going on, even though it does look like a robot. As a matter of fact, speaking of that, NASA has turned on Robonaut.
What is
that? You know what Robonaut is? You do not know what Robonaut is. Okay. The story is at DougStephan.com about the humanoid robot that was delivered up there when the... What was the last Explorer? No. Who was the... What was the last...
The
last shuttle Discovery went up there. Okay. So Robonaut has already sent back pictures inside the American lab Destiny and is tweeting.
Ooh.
So if you go to Astro Robonaut, tweet Astro, A-S-T-R-O-R-O-B-O-N-A-U-T. Want me to say that?
Carry
again?
The one.
As, <yeah. laughs>
Do that one more time.
That is. A-S-T-R-O-R-O-B-O. N-A-U-T, Astro Robonaut. If you go to Astro Robonaut, you will see some of the pictures. It really is very, very, very cool. It's alive! It's alive! So let's see how they... You know what's amazing is how they can send power from America up to the space center. I think that's really... There are four light cameras that are the eyes of the Robonaut, and it has it kind of looks like C-3PO. You see a picture of it. Gold-colored head.
What's its name again?
Robonaut.
Robonaut.
Robonaut. All right. Let's see, what else does it have there? Mission Control in Houston is working on these things. There are 30 different processors for all of the cameras and the stuff that they're getting back. Imagine, though, being able to control this thing from 249 miles down below, or wherever it is around the Earth. It doesn't make a difference whether you're right on top of Houston.
It has a Twitter feed.
Yeah, that's what I just said. That's what I said. Under the name Astro Robonaut, that's the Twitter feed. So can we find it?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
And what did you see?
At Jim Rouse, I'm semi-autonomous. I required ground control, but I can also respond to my environment within controlled specifications.
Mm-hmm.
It's do people feel like if you send it, let me ask it if it wants to be a guest on this show.
Yeah. You can send it actually.
Hi, Zach. Good to meet you. Make sure you study hard and maybe you can work with me someday.
All right. So do we have that's where can we do Facebook? We don't. Well, there's no real question attached.
I'm going to tweet it.
Tweet
we'll
it.
Tweet.
Okay.
We'll tweet.
All right. So speaking of Facebook. Today, if you move over a little bit, there's a story, pretty controversial story, Jennifer, about a wine that's being sold to commemorate September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people call it a tasteless ploy to capitalize on this tragedy. So,
I don't think so, because aren't they donating the money back somewhere?
I think that I've heard that. Yeah. What do you know? You're the wine expert. What is it? What do you know about
it? I'm going to have to research it because, honestly, this morning was the first time I saw it up at DougStephan.com.
Yeah.
And if they donate the money, I don't really have a problem with it.
$19.11.
It's not very much for wine.
$19.11. And let's see. It comes from Lieb Cellars on Long Island. You can go to, I guess, they're a lot of people, this guy we were talking about yesterday, Anthony Bourdain, has tweeted that he thinks this is horrible, blah, 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 blah.
He doesn't like anything.
You know, Jennifer, don't be fooled by that. We're going to donate.
Right.
You got to find out how much.
Portion,
you have to find out how much. Exactly. Right. And that's what I want to know about is how much.
Yeah, it's $19.99, and we're going to donate 5 cents of every
bottle.
You know
what? We ought to find the people that are doing this and put them on. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about different things during the week before September 11th. This would be an interesting story to have one way or the other. All right, so let's see if we can find him.
I'm going to do some research. I'm going to dig into my sources.
Meanwhile, our poll today at DougStefan.com, what do you think about this wine being sold to commemorate the events of September 11th? A, outrageous. These people ought to be ashamed of themselves. B, it's in poor taste. Get the pun. But it doesn't bother me very much. C, it's no worse than those commemorative 9/11 coins that are advertising on TV, and there's something to be said for that. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good idea if the money really goes to the National Memorial Museum for September 11th. E, I don't like wine, so I wouldn't buy it anyway. I don't know. I think I come down on D. But again, how much money? Richie's got the right question.
Yeah.
How much money is going to go? But you can check out the story from today's show at DougStefan.com. Also from today's show, a couple of interesting television items, which we'll review for you with Jennifer in just a moment here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens. Stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
You can be a part of the country's most prestigious gospel music celebration. Tickets are on sale now for Verizon's How Sweet the Sound Gospel Celebration, headlined by gospel legends CeCe Winans, Donald Lawrence, and Marvin Sapp. Verizon's How Sweet the Sound will tour the country this fall, searching for the best church choirs in America and uniting communities through music. Church choirs perform live at the events, vying for a chance to participate in the national finale. Grammy Award winner Donald Lawrence says the event is bringing the joy of gospel music to audiences across the country.
Verizon's How Sweet the Sound provides a platform for church choirs to share and celebrate their faith and talent with people across the country. Participating choirs will rejoice in song and praise, perform in front of gospel greats and fans, and have a chance to win up to $50,000. Tickets to the 9-City Tour are on sale now for only $10 and $15.
For more information, please visit howsweetthesound.com.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find 4 powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, "I wish I'd never said that"? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you. There was 57
channels and who said we were all talk?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, actually.
More action, too.
Action, talk, and action. We're informative, provocative, and amusing. The Doug Steffen Good Day program at 13 before the hour. Jennifer Horn with the television news, including what's happening with the Old Spice guy. Before we get to that, though, there are a couple of top 10 lists that seem fairly appropriate. David Letterman first tackling the earthquakes.
Top 10 things overheard during the East Coast earthquake. Here we go. Number 10. That was the scariest 2 seconds of my life. Number 9. It's looting time. Number 8. Hey, you forgot your champagne. Number 7, 5.9 earthquake. It would have been a 6.2 if it had a better lead-in. Hey, where's wrong? Number 6, these new Taco Bell chalupas are rocking my world. Number 5, my hiccups are gone. My hiccups are gone. Number 4, whee! Number 3, call FEMA, the Federal Extremely Minor Emergency Management Agency. Number 2, damn right, in the middle of laser eye surgery. Ouch.
See?
And the number 1 thing overheard during the East Coast earthquake, Kirstie, stop with the jumping jacks.
Terrible.
All right, so he also has approached with the top 10 list the recent story about the imminent attack, or at least the suggested attack, that would come from some jihadist.
My favorite top 10 list of the day.
All right, so listen to this.
Top 10 thoughts that went through my mind after hearing about the threat. Here we go, number 10. Someone wants to silence me, get in line. Number 9. Nothing says summer fun like a death threat. Number 8. Why is the staff in such a good mood? Number 7. Save me, Oprah. Number 6. Should I wear my Kevlar hairpiece? Number 5. And I hear I thought nobody watched the show. Number 4. How can someone be so angry at a time when Kim Kardashian is so happy? Number 3. Some people get Emmy nominations. Some people get death threats. Number 2, this seems like Leno's handiwork, and the number, one thought that went through my mind after hearing about the threat, oh my God, they canceled the George Lopez show.
He's very
clever. Very funny.
Very clever when it comes to stuff like that. I think the two of them are actually interesting together, he and Leno. The best thing
it's
was the
rivalry.
Ad for the Super Bowl last. That was the best ad. That
yeah,
really
with
was.
Oprah.
Great, great, great stuff.
Hey, sad news today, Dougie.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Frank Potenza. Do you know who that is?
I don't remember.
Jimmy Kimmel's real-life uncle, Frank Potenza. He was Uncle Frank on the TV show. He passed away. Only 77 years old, he had moved to L.A. to be on the show regularly. So sad news for them. That's yucko.
Yeah.
But good news for The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. NBC has picked up a one-hour wrestling drama from Jerry Bruckheimer and The Rock. It's going to take you through the world of wrestling in the 80s when everything was really big. And also Ross Matthews, speaking of Jay Leno, he was Jay's old intern. He signed an agreement to be a guest host, or actually just a regular host. He's getting his own show on the E! Entertainment Network.
All right. How about, do they going to have women wrestlers on this thing with The Rock?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. You and your women. Oh,
absolutely. And then the NBA stars, because, you know, they might be locked out again, so they are hedging their bets.
Good. I hope they lock them out for the next decade.
They're joining NBC's Law & Order. You're going to see Chris Bosh from the Miami Heat. You're going to see Carmelo Anthony from the Knicks. Sure. They're all going to be on a September 28th episode of Law & Order SVU.
All right. So from today's show at DougSteffen.com, the story of Isaiah Mustafa.
Mm-hmm.
The old Spice pitchman.
Guy, yeah.
He's got a role on the new Charlie's Angels TV show. According to TV Online, he's a former professional football player.
Yeah.
Started acting in 2006, was on Football Wives, Ugly Betty, and then, but he became best known for that Old Spice commercial. He's not doing, who replaced him? We were talking about that a couple of weeks
the
ago.
The Old Spice commercial?
Yeah, it's a new.
I thought he was still doing that. I didn't know he was.
No, he's
not. I didn't know either.
Charlie's Angels debuts September 22nd. There's the story about Isaiah Mustafa. Read
good
more
work,
about
Dougie.
It at DougSteffen.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Things with you and your little empire today. Speaking of empires, here's the umpire of the pet empire. How's that, Warren Eckstein? Best friend to animals and animal lovers alike, the radio show that everybody talks about. As a matter of fact, when you think of talking to the animals, you don't think of that movie. You think of Warren Eckstein, who talks to the animals all the time and gets caught for several hours each weekend talking to and about animals. Check out his website through DougStephan.com. East Coast, there was a horrible disaster. Could you believe it? The earth shook under our feet. Now, I suppose there were some people who were concerned about their pets, if it really were a bad thing. What happened in Los Angeles, or whenever there's a disaster, not even an earthquake, but hurricanes, tornadoes, how much thought do you think people give to their pets?
Not enough, and they should. We always see that last-minute problem when there's a fire or an earthquake. But you know what's really interesting is the concept that people on the East Coast are not nearly as prepared for evacuation.
Well, they don't happen here. It's against the rules.
Yeah, but they also, you know, there's also fires that happen in a house. There's 9/11s that happen. There's hurricanes like the one coming up the coast. So everyone really needs to be prepared. You know, a couple of years back, I served as a spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, specifically talking to pet owners around the country about some very basic things. For example, you got to have a health record of your pet. Always have extra medication and rotate it so it stays fresh. Same thing with food. Current photographs. I'm always yelling at people, Doug, take pictures of your dog at least once a month or your cat so if heaven forbid they get lost, you have something to go back on. And a list of friends. And here's the most important thing. We all know about first aid kits and the food and the water and the plastic bags for scooping, but a lot of people have a microchip on their pet, which is a great idea. However, if that microchip has your phone number and you evacuated, what good is it? So make sure when you get that microchip, it has a second emergency phone number of someone that doesn't live near you, perhaps someone who lives out of state. So if heaven forbid your pet is lost, they can be called and reunited. So just some basic common sense, prepare if anything should happen.
So let me fly this at you, Warren. Dogs are pretty good about knowing where they are, but obviously a lot of dogs get lost, misplaced, and end up, you know, being homeless. Is there any kind of training that you can do for a dog in an emergency situation that they kind of know where they are, know where to go if you are to get separated?
So in other words, yeah, well, we, you know, like every family should have a plan. Like if heaven forbid there's an earthquake or a fire, meet in 5 hours at Starbucks down the corner. As good as I think I like to be, I don't think I can get the dog to go to Starbucks down the corner to meet you. So I don't think that's really something that's going to work. I don't think they can be, I guess an individual dog can do it if I spent a lot of time with it, but the average person's not going to be able to train their dog or cat to go to a specific location.
Huh. Dogs and cats to a specific, not by themselves anyway.
Well, not by themselves, but that's why the importance of having that, you know, it sounds minute, but the importance of having a second phone number with someone living out of state is really critical. And those photographs, because if you have those photographs, you can put those photographs at all the local shelters and the pounds and the rescues and whatever, so at least if someone sees a dog similar, they can contact you. That's really, really critical stuff. I literally have an earthquake kit always ready at my front door, one for myself and Denise, and one for the dogs.
Wow. There you go. Wow, wow. You have blogged about the economy and the increase in dog nappings. Dog napping. Why would people be, what are they doing with the dogs?
No, when people want money, they will figure out every insane way to get it. So there's more and more people kidnapping dogs. And what they're doing with these dogs when they're kidnapping them very often is they sell them into research. Years ago, I remember working in Pennsylvania, and I actually went undercover dog at an auction where dogs were being sold by the pound. It was just a horrible thing. And then, you know, they're being sold to universities through the back doors for research and other things as well, for pit bull fighting and just craziness. So the bottom line is that what I do with my dogs, I have a backyard. I have a 6-foot fence around my backyard.
Yep.
My gate is always locked. Always locked. There's a lock on it. The only time it's open is when I personally open it. So those are certain things. And quite honestly, I don't think anyone should just leave their dog roam around the backyard all day long when they're not home. It's just not a safe or a smart thing to do. So you got to be really, really, really cautious.
One especially other thing to be careful of is if you put an ad out saying that your dog is missing. This happened to a friend of mine where he had two guys call him and say, we found your dog, because you put a reward, like a $500 reward. Say, we found your dog, we have it. About, they robbed him of his $500.
They do that. And lots of times they don't even have the dog. You send this, you know,
right,
a lot of truckers, not a lot, but some truckers do that. They'll say, we found the dog.
Right.
We're in St. Louis. You live in Iowa. Bottom line is, send me the money and I'll be able to ship the dog back. They send the money and that's the last
year
of it.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, sort of like the
people
from Nigeria who get, I'm lost in London. Please send me money.
Nigeria.
That's why I have a T-shirt.